I feel like there is a theme with all the games Jesse Cox is involved in the development of, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I'm a fan of the guy and his content. I've just noticed one main problem with the three games I've played so far, Love Esquire, Monster Prom, and this one Max Gentleman. Before I get to it though, I will get the good points out of the way. As with the other two games, the writing is comedic, which is enjoyable, the characters are fun and unique. They're not really developed characters with rich backstory and histories, but they don't have to be for this type of game, and honestly that would detract from them more than it would add. A lot gender diversity and equality always a good thing, story is just there to provide an excuse, but you don't have to write slash read an epic every time, that can be tiring. The dialogue choices are funny and you are never punished for choosing the funniest answer to you. The art is fine, I have no eye for art, so that is really the best I can say unless it's really bad. Lots of adult content if that's your thing. This game along with the other two share a lot of the above positive points, but they also share for me one of the biggest problems you can have in a game, especially one that you have to play multiple times to see all the content, and that is the gameplay. While they each have different gameplay and thus different problems, I think it boils down to the same issue: the gameplay wasn't built for multiple playthroughs. Adding more bosses and resetting all my progress doesn't make it more interesting, it's still the same core loop over and over again, but this time I have more experience, so it's not going to be as interesting as it once was. As far as I could tell, there are no new mechanics for the new game plus dash like second and so on playthroughs of the game. Why would I want to play exactly the same game with more fights and all my progress reset to zero? Adding more buildings, mechanics and or stats to shake up the gameplay would be better. Not only that, by add a new villain that turns out to be the real mastermind behind you losing everything, I made a rival, why not just make it them again? The gameplay is pretty basic to begin with, you really only need one or two people to fight, with the rest are either money slash gold makers or you just sent them on trips to get items that make the others a bit better at their job. Only fighters need to use the slums as is only increases their health, so they are the only ones that need their moxie and strength increased. The gameplay to story ratio might also play a part, as you, or at least I, spend most of your time playing the game rather than reading, when the reading part is the most enjoyable. It feels like it should be the other way round. Maybe the game does expand on its gameplay later, but I wouldn't know, I stopped playing during the second playthrough after the game got really slow, sluggish and restrictive again with what I could do, which may be good when you're playing through it the first time and learning the mechanics, but once you've been playing for a couple hours it's kind of frustrating. It's like replaying a game that has a forced tutorial at the start where you have to demonstrate to its satisfaction that you are capable of, say, jumping or running. You've played the game before so you didn't forget, but no, you can't progress to the parts you enjoyed without going through this tedium.